Mark Waller is joining us for his monthly visit. I appreciate you making time for us.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate being here.
Well, we had a story recently that you were part of the story. This is the red flag bill. There's a lot of passion about this. What does the bill do, and what is the big opposition against it?
So the red flag bill, it's House Bill 1177. It's currently going through the state legislature right now. It would allow gun owners to have their guns taken without an amount of due process. So say, for example, somebody makes an allegation that you have some mental illness and you're unfit to be able to handle a firearm. Those firearms can then be taken away from you without some sort of due process. I get what the bill sponsors are trying to do here. They're trying to solve an issue and solve a problem that we have in the state of Colorado, but the problem doesn't relate to guns. It relates to mental health issues, which is what we need to be working on. And unfortunately, this piece of legislation does nothing more than takes citizens' right to bear arms away from them without due process. So it's something that is flying through the legislature right now. You know, the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion. It went through the House. It's currently sitting in the Senate right now. It's something that we in El Paso County certainly oppose. We're doing a resolution along with Sheriff Elder proclaiming our opposition to this bill moving forward. And we want to make sure that people understand that not just in El Paso County, but everywhere in Colorado, the citizens have the right to bear arms. But in particular, in El Paso County, where we have control, we are going to be a county that is pro-Second Amendment.
What are your thoughts on some counties that have come out and said they're not going to enforce the law?
Yeah, I think that's a tough deal. I think what we have to do is look at take a holistic approach to making sure that this legislation doesn't pass in the first place. And if it does pass, then making sure we're doing everything we can to have it overturned constitutionally and doing that through the courts, engaging in litigation, joining citizen suits that are moving forward in litigation, things of that nature. But I think first and foremost, the biggest thing that we need to do is make sure this piece of legislation doesn't pass. And some folks are out there saying, well, geez, the Democrats control everything. They're going to push it right through. Well, in 2013, the same issue came up when the Democrats passed a bunch of gun control legislation, and it resulted in two state senators being recalled from office. Senate President John Morris was recalled in 2013, and then a Democrat from Pueblo, Angela Jaron, was also recalled in 2013. Well, we're in a very similar circumstance now. We have the Senate President is a Democrat from Pueblo sitting in the exact same seat that Angela Jaron was in. You know, he has the power to stop this legislation from coming forward. And I think that if he doesn't stop this legislation from coming forward, he could be looking at recall as well.
And for the benefit of those people who don't know, you have served in the Colorado State Capitol, so you understand the process.
Yeah, absolutely. In 2013, when this legislation went through, I was the Republican leader in the State House, the minority leader in the State House.
Okay. Where does the bill stand now? You said it's being held. They haven't done a final vote. Has it gone through committee?
Yeah. So the bill has passed through the House. Okay. So it's been through a committee and then on the floor of the House, passed through the House. But currently it's parked in a committee. It hasn't been heard in the committee yet in the Senate. And I'm pretty sure the reason it hasn't been heard is because Leroy Garcia, the Senate president from Pueblo, who should be recalled if this bill goes through, is worried about it. He's got that bill parked in the Senate committee and it hasn't gone forward yet. So if you're out there and you want to have your voice heard and have an influence on this, call Leroy Garcia and tell him not to put this bill through.
Tell us about the National Popular Vote bill that has been passed. What is it, sitting on the governor's desk now?
Yeah, the National Popular Vote bill would say that here's what the National Popular Vote Bill does. It says if the person getting the popular vote in the presidential election would get Colorado's electoral votes. But that only happens if enough states band together to get to the magic number of electoral votes. That's 271 electoral votes. So as soon as enough states come together and pool their 271 electoral votes together, then they will give all of those votes through state compacts. They'll give all of those votes to the presidential candidate that gets the most votes in the national popular vote. Colorado would bring us to about 200 electoral votes, or bring that total to about 200 electoral votes. So there's still a ways away. The bill has gone through the House and the Senate. It's sitting on the governor's desk to give our electoral votes away. I think that's a horrible thing for the state of Colorado. And it's going to cause some, I think, issues for us smaller states. It's going to aggregate a tremendous amount of power in the larger states like New York and California and Texas and things like that. So that bill has passed the House. It's passed the Senate. It's sitting on the governor's desk. But the good news on this bill is it does not have a safety clause associated with it, which means that the citizens can petition this bill moving forward. And if the citizens can petition this bill moving forward, go out and collect enough signatures, put it on the ballot in the 2020 election, and ask the voters if they want to have this piece of legislation become law. That's currently what we're working on and doing across the state.
All right, we'll continue with Mark Waller in just a moment. 7:42 the time on KRDO's Morning News. Mark Waller is the chair of the El Paso County Commissioners, a former state legislator, excuse me. You represent District 2, which is what, the northeast part of Colorado Springs in El Paso County.
That's right, and I am a University of Denver law graduate, so I suppose if my pioneers have to lose, it should be to the Colorado College.
Okay, well, you know, there's always next year, Mark.
Yeah, we'll hope for that.
I want to go back to the national popular vote, and then we want to talk about this oil and gas issue, because I know you're very passionate about these topics. The argument that I have been told made, that I've heard people who are against it make, is that Colorado and smaller states would lose their importance in presidential elections, that we would just be ignored by candidates if this passed. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I should tell you, we actually fought this issue about 10 years ago in the state legislature. It was 2009, 2010, somewhere in that time frame. We fought this piece of legislation then and were able to kill it. But absolutely, that's exactly what it would do. It would take the value and the power of our vote away, or the vote in smaller states. And Colorado is, you know, it's kind of a medium-sized state, and we would certainly lose, I think it's 12, 15, or 20% of our vote, which would then say presidential candidates don't come to Colorado to campaign. You know, right now, Colorado is such a swing state. I think, you know, Donald Trump was here probably 8, 10, 15 times. Certainly Hillary Clinton was here a ton. And in previous elections, the presidential candidates have come here. If this national popular vote bill gets signed into law, we won't see a presidential candidate come to Colorado again. They'll just go to places like New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and places that have these huge density population centers.
And you've spoken to the governor about this?
Yeah, I actually ran into the governor about, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we were talking about the national popular vote at the time. And, you know, he kind of put the Democrats' line out there, well, one person, one vote, we should allow one person to have one vote, and we're going to call it good. It sounded to me like at the time he was going to sign this thing into law. But I can tell you it's been sitting on his desk for a couple of weeks now. He hasn't signed it. I hope he's actually starting to come to his senses and realize that this is not good for the people of the state of Colorado.
One other issue I'd like to visit with, because, again, this is your expertise being a former member of the legislature in Denver. Proposition 112 in the last election went down by defeat for the voters, but there's a bill making its way through the Capitol now that would basically do the same thing.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Mike, this is just the arrogance of the Democrats in Denver right now pushing their radical agenda. I don't know how else to say it. It is so frustrating to me. The voters overwhelmingly in 2018 said that they did not want to engage in this setbacks issue. The Democrats that control the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion right now are saying, we don't care what the voters said in 2018. We're going to put this thing back. We're going to push this thing through the legislature, and we're going to make sure these setbacks are in place. I got to tell you, this is one that I am absolutely flabbergasted by. I cannot believe the arrogance of the folks pushing this through.
If it passes, what do you think would be the impact in El Paso County?
Well, we don't have a lot of oil and gas exploration and drilling in El Paso County. We aren't doing any of that here. But here's what it would mean for the state of Colorado. They put these setbacks in place. I think it's about pushing stuff out to about 2,500 feet. It would actually mean that there would be almost virtually no oil and gas exploration in the state of Colorado at all, because you put such a large setback in place. There isn't anywhere, you know, if you do the map overlay, it shows there isn't anywhere that you could actually then put a well. That means that we don't do any oil and gas exploration in the state of Colorado. That means higher fuel prices moving forward for Coloradans and other people in America as well.
Mark, it sounds like you could go on for hours. We're out of time. We'll get you scheduled again for another visit. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I always like being here.
You're welcome. 752 on KRDO's Morning News.